Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Every week we get to interview the most inspirational South Africans that are doing really amazing things for South Africa and the globe, and this week is no different. Rare Diseases South Africa was established as a support group to fill the void of dedicated support for patients and their families confronted by the diagnosis of a rare condition. They're no stranger to the good stuff. We've had them on the show a couple of times before. Kelly is absolutely amazing. I try and do a lot of stuff for Rare Diseases South Africa. Today they are a registered non-profit organization assisting all patients affected by rare diseases to access life-saving treatment and supportive care for improved quality of life. So that's the charity side, and that's we're going to be discussing this with Siobhan, who is a representative from Rare Diseases South Africa. But the main reason we're here is because a CEO of a company called iConnect Telecoms, his name's Calvin Collis, has joined us in studio, who has formed strong ties with the Rare Diseases South Africa after hearing Kelly's remarkable story. Calvin believes that in order to receive, one needs to give back to society, and his friendship with Kelly has resulted in iConnect choosing Rare Diseases South Africa as their corporate social responsibility projects. I feel like I've got tongue-tied today. It is important, and we do get to interview a lot of people in the corporate sector that are giving back and doing things. I think Rare Diseases South Africa is important to me because I've worked with them before. So it's welcome to the show. Welcome to the good stuff, guys.
Thank you.
It's great to have you. I'm going to ask you just to get closer to the mic so we can get you in there. First of all, let's start off. What is it that you do? What is iConnect?
iConnect is ultimately an ISP, primarily focused on changing the way we interact with technology. It's typically a minefield. Customers don't know what they're getting. We try to simplify that, and that is our primary aim and goal, is to take this massive technology out there, make it simple, and deliver it as a single solution,
Look,
long and the short.
So Cliff Central is in the technology sphere, and we're in that space because you can find us online, like you guys are listening right now. And I must say that even though I'm behind the scenes, that stuff scares me. Like, I have no idea what goes on in the back end.
100%. And that's typically exactly what we do, is to try and simplify that. You know, a typical ISP just chucks down a couple of services, tries to connect them up, and the user on the front end just wants it to work. They run an electrician business. They just want to pick up the phone, make it work, go to the banking, it must work, et cetera, et cetera. And that's our ultimate goal, is to try and take the technology out of the technology and just make it a simple service.
You guys are literally the superheroes of the technology world, because when something goes down and I have to try to sort it out myself, it's scary. Like, I have no idea. Siobhan, you're from Rare Diseases South Africa, no stranger to the show. But for some of the listeners that might not know, what is Rare Diseases South Africa?
Sure. How much time do we have? Well, Rare Diseases South Africa, as you mentioned, is an NPO. We started back in 2012, very casually, in fact. We started raising funds specifically for Pompe disease, which is the illness Kelly's young son has. We entered the 947 Cycle Challenge and assumed, we'll have a few family and friends who ride for us. And we ended up with a team of 122 riders, a lot being patient and support groups who contacted us from completely different illnesses and disease groups, and just said, you know, power numbers, can we join you? And it became blaringly obvious that there was a need for an umbrella organization. You know, each of these diseases generally has a small group, one or two maybe family members, who are rooting behind the patient, trying to create awareness, fundraise. And it just, like we say, it was so obvious there's a complete lack of support for patients and families.
I'm going to get the wrong stats here because I don't have it in front of me. But I recall a couple of weeks ago, Kelly started sharing something on social media where she was trying to find a match for her son, because her son has only got something that won, and I think it's something ridiculous like 14, 20. It's a really small number of people who suffer with the same conditions that he has in the world. And she started what you could call a viral sort of viral question that she put out there that was blaring up on all the blogs and Facebooks and Twitters, and people were sharing it, where she's trying to find someone who can connect with her son. And the reason for that is that the reasons Rare Diseases South Africa exists, so that you can understand what that disease is, what's going to happen, plan for the future. I think the work that you guys are doing is so important.
Thank you so much. Well, he actually is a really unique case. He's actually got two rare diseases, the first being Pompe disease, and the second, I actually can't even pronounce the name, but he literally is the only child in the world to have both currently that we're aware of.
Are you, Sorry.
No, not at all. So it was Kelly's attempt, obviously, to see if there is anyone else in the world with the same disease that he's got. Obviously, it's going into the darkness. We don't know what the future holds. And it would just be nice to obviously get in touch. And this is the power of social media, you know. And
power of technology.
I was going to say, what would we do without iConnect?
Why are you a part of Rare Diseases South Africa?
I've known Kelly for numerous years. We were friends on Facebook, again, social media, for a very long time. And I kind of watched her story. Her son, it took 11 months before they actually came to a diagnosis. Obviously, he was a few months old when they started noticing symptoms. But it was a good process up until he was 11 months old before diagnosis was actually made. And at that stage, obviously, they were having to fund all these medical tests and whatever. And you can imagine what it was totaling. And I'd kind of said to her at the time, you know, I can't give you money, but let me help you with I can organize events. Let's do something and let's start fundraising, you know, and it rolled from there. And I think you'll vouch for me as well, Kelvin, when you meet Kelly, you can't not get involved. You know, she has every right to fall in a crumpled heap and feel woe is me and why me. And yet here is a mom, and let me tell you, there's no better advocate for a sick child than their own mom. And Kelly is prime example of that. She is dedicated. She's out there. She's making a difference. And it's just, you can't not want to be involved.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, her spirit is on fire. I've met her a couple of times, and it is totally. Kelvin, how did you meet Kelly?
We met through a friend of a friend, ultimately, but then became Facebook friends, as Kelly does, and then just started to read her posts. She's really passionate on social media, specifically Facebook, and just started to understand more about what the disease meant to her and what was happening to her son, and then decided, geez, we have to get involved. You know, we didn't have a corporate social responsibility project at the time, and kids are a big touch point of mine that I think, geez, I'd really love to, because the kids, ultimately, they're just so innocent. It's actually almost unfair that they get the rare disease. So that's how it started. Met her randomly, and then just through social media.
So yeah, social media is that big player, and it's something that's current in our lives. It's everywhere we go. What do you do for Rare Diseases South Africa?
So initially, it just started out with money and sponsorship, but we now do all their telecommunications, and we just try and get involved wherever we can. You know, I was chatting to you, Siobhan, now and saying there's a lot more we can actually do, because technology is such an enabler. There's a conference coming up which Siobhan will talk about, which is the RareX, and we were saying, well, you know, maybe we should stream the RareX conference to guys who actually cannot be at the conference because they're disabled or unable to make the conference. And those are the kind of differences we can potentially make to an organization like this.
I think one of the things that everybody might not know is that it's those small things that make such a big difference. And a lot of the time, you just said you didn't have a lot of cash to give, but you were able to give your expertise in events, and you're able to give the technology. There's a whole other side to charity where you can give expertise, and charities need that.
Exactly. And that's such a vital thing for us. You know, we always say there's a lot of charity organizations, and we don't begrudge any of them a cent that they earn, because every single one is doing fantastic things for the community they're representing. You know, at the end of the day, we all fight for the same share of purse, and it's the cases in this case, you know, where you say it's not necessarily a financial donation, but in this case, technology, as you say, is an absolute enabler, and basically Kelvin and iConnect enable us to do what we do.
Man, it's amazing. It's so cool,
isn't it? Just
what is RareX?
Well, this it's actually quite a big deal. We there's a conference that happens every year annually. It's called ICORD, or the International Conference on Rare Diseases and Orphan Drugs. It's a global conference, and they move it from country to country every year. Kelly and I were blessed enough to actually attend last year's in Mexico, where she does public speaking. And we put in a bid to hold a conference under the assumption, you know, it'll be like the Olympics. You bid and maybe you get the one in about 4 years' time. Well, that wasn't quite what materialized. We kind of got the call and said, well, congrats, 2016 is yours.
What?
Correct.
So, why does no one know about this? we need to put this up on billboards. That's amazing.
Absolutely. So it's not only the first rare disease conference in South Africa, but Africa entirely. So it's a pretty big thing for our conference. And we actually made the call to extend the program. So it's not just the 3 days of the iCorp program. We've actually extended it to include a day with a lot of local content. You know, we want our patients, we want our local doctors and specialists to attend, just to create a lot of extra awareness. You know, do they know about all the tests that are actually available for rare diseases and that thing and diagnostics in this country? The stats are scary. We always say, you know, individually each disease is quite unique, but collectively they're far more common than people anticipate. And the stats are as much as 1 in 10 South Africans are affected by rare diseases. So this is not something as rare as it may seem.
Yeah, and that's what you're saying. On its own, it might seem rare, but when you put it as a collective, 1 in 10 is massive.
It's huge. It's absolutely huge.
It's 10% of our population. Come on, yo. When is the conference?
It's from the 19th to the 22nd of October. We've taken it to Cape Town, to the beautiful mother city. And yeah, we really encourage people to attend. You know, if you're battling to get a diagnosis, if you are a patient, if you're a support group, if you're a doctor, if you provide any kind of supportive therapies, you know, your physios, your OTs, we do encourage you to sign up and come on through. There's exhibition space. You know, there's just a lot of ways you can be involved. Come and meet international experts, you know, come and learn global best practice, you know, in terms of advocacy, funding. Those are all the type of things where, you know, we're a little behind, and it'll be great to be able to, you know, pull on expertise of foreign specialists and that kind of thing.
I found this to be so incredibly exciting that this is coming to South Africa and that there's something like this coming to the shores to assist. A lot of our charities, a lot of what's going on in South Africa, it comes down to awareness. And do we have the awareness? Is it being put out there? And you're definitely working towards that, which is incredible.
100%.
Absolutely. And, you know, from our side, you know, the sooner we can reach people, you know, and create awareness of rare diseases, the sooner they probably will be diagnosed. And hopefully the sooner we can get them onto treatment, you know. And it's just, it's one of those things where, you know, you actually can't have enough awareness. Like we literally hope everybody knows about it. You know, 1 in 10, I mean, it's a significant stat. So inevitably it does mean you probably do know of someone, you know, or know someone who has someone in their family who's affected by rare diseases. So,
Jeepers. Calvin, the best way to sort of get hold of Rare Diseases South Africa to donate, or how do we do it?
I think Siobhan, you'd be best for that.
Well, obviously, like we said, social media, we're very active. So if you are on Facebook, go and look at Rare Diseases South Africa. There is links to the RareX page from there as well. Our website, very straightforward, www.rarediseases.co.za. We're on Twitter. So, and yeah, all our contact details are there. And obviously, one way we do encourage people to get involved is obviously through sports events. We encourage people to use their mobility for people who don't have it. So if you go onto our page, you know, we've got people who run, walk, cycle. We do the 947 Cycle Challenge. We do the Two Oceans Marathon. We're very actively involved. And you know, we really encourage people to sign up. So if you do a sport and you do participate in events and you want to make it count for a good cause, you know, please do consider rare diseases.
Absolutely fantastic having you on the show. Calvin, if people want to get in touch with your company and sort of hear what you do, the superhero of technology, where do they go and what do they do?
Also, our website, iconnectsa.co.za. We're on Facebook and on Twitter as well. So the best place is to get us on the internet.
And that's always the case. It's on social media.
Absolutely always. Vouch for them. So yes, if you need any testimonials, please do call.
Amazing. This is all going to be put up online straight after the show, so you can pick up all the links and everything there. And also visit goodthingsguy.com, where we're going to bring you an exclusive on RareX. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yay, fantastic. So are we.
This is the good stuff on Cliff Central. Cliff Central. I've got something important to tell you. CliffCentral.com.